Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Friday the 30th of January 2015. This is my audio blog. I'm thinking about strategies for the record production month challenge, rpmchallenge.com, which I'm participating in this year, hopefully. Yeah, I'm thinking about my strategies. So just to summarise, the idea is to come up with 10 finished tracks, 35 minutes in duration for the total, within the month of February. So I'm trying to think of strategies. I haven't got a load of songs that I've already written that are ready to be recorded and produced. So whatever I do is going to have to involve... include the writing process as well as the recording and production work. So what I did when I last did something like this, which was in October 2012, I did sort of one track at a time. So I started a track and finished it, and then started the next track and finished it. And by that process, I completed 6, 7, or 8 songs, depending on how you count them. Some were better than others. And as I was going, I was releasing them as well, as I went along. This time, I think I'm not going to release them until the end. I might release snippets, but I'm thinking more about... having a more of an editing process towards the end of the process. So I might try to produce more than 10 tracks so that I can then choose the best ones to select for the end. But I'm thinking, you know, should I just produce one song at a time? Or should I try and maybe... spend the first week just writing songs and not actually recording or producing them, but just spend the first week writing, and then the second week. So spend the first week and write 12 or 15 songs in the first week or 2 weeks or something, and then have a second phase where I spend the week recording the best ones of those songs, and then spend the final week doing all the production work on all the recordings. So do as a sort of a phased approach, like a 4 week project with phases, like that. Or alternatively, I could take each of the 4 weeks and say, right, in the first week, I'm going to try and write and record and produce 3 songs, and just treat that as a cycle with 3 songs in it. And then the second week, again, write and record and produce the second lot of 3 songs, and do it that way, and do a sort of an iterative process, which is whereby the sort of the first weeks, the first week would be a microcosm of the month. So it would be do the whole process, but for 3 songs. And by doing that, potentially after that first week, I could then review that process, that batch process, and see whether I want to do something take a slightly different approach in the second week, and the third week, and the fourth week. So yeah, those are the things I'm thinking about in terms of my approach. I think I'm pretty sure I don't want to just do one song at a time, and just write it, record it, produce it, finish that song, do the next song, write, record, produce. I don't think I want to do that. I think I want to take more of a phased approach. And have like a period of time when I'm focused on songwriting, and then, you know, another period of time when I'm focused on doing good recordings, and then another period where I'm focused on doing the production work. So maybe, you know, the sort of the brain needs to be in different states for those different types of process. The creative process is a lot less, is unstructured or unscientific, and maybe even inspired by mind-altering substances like alcohol and things like that, you know. Whereas the production process might be a lot more scientific and mathematical and more of a sober process. So there's some thoughts, and I don't know if there are any other approaches I could do, that I could take to all of this, that I haven't thought of yet. So if anyone's got anything, any ideas or any feedback, then that'd be much appreciated. Anyway, that's me for now. I'm going to sign off. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.